recapping the London boys basketball and their game on Tuesday night against West Appear, and meet with Clintonville girls basketball as our team of the week. This is podcast number 67, is bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. You can also subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. Show will go straight to your phone. Generally, whenever you post this, we've been doing two shows a week for the entire month of January. We'll continue to do that as we try to get ourselves caught up, as we missed a few weeks earlier in the high school sports season. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. A completely transparent experience you will love. No games, no pressure. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we will start in New London, where the Bulldogs boys basketball team lost to West Appear 67-59 on Tuesday night. This is a game that New London let slip away a little bit. New London was up 37-30 at halftime, and they had about a 5-10 point lead throughout the end, most of the second half until the end. With about 2 minutes left, West Appear took the lead, and they pulled away for the 8-point victory. Garrett Losey finished with 19 points to lead the Bulldogs. Connor Brinkman added 14. Gabe Bolt scored 11 points as well. As the Bulldogs, they dropped to 8-4 on the season after that game, but they won on Friday night, making them 9-4. So still a pretty good season so far for the Bulldogs as they continue to roll through conference play in the Bay Conference. So a tough loss there, but the Bulldogs did respond with a victory. You can find the game story with photos and video highlights on newlondonpressstar.com, which will be posted shortly after you put this podcast up, and that will be pretty fantastic. Go ahead and check that out. And next, we'll head to Clintonville for our team of the week. It's Clintonville girls basketball. I met with them earlier this week on Wednesday. I believe it was Wednesday. It was pretty fantastic. Here is Clintonville girls basketball as their team of the week. And we're here with Clintonville girls basketball as their team of the week. We asked five athletes five questions. We start with Lizzie Weatherwax. What did you get for Christmas?
Clothes, money, and a new water bottle.
Perfect. That's a good Christmas. favorite month of the year?
July. It's in the middle of the summer, and it's my birthday month, too.
Oh, mine, too. When's your birthday?
The 27th.
Oh, 18th. What's something we should know about Coach Nick Yeager? He's not going to list this. He can say whatever you want.
Just that he always pushes us to do our best, and even though sometimes he yells at us pretty hard, he just does it so we can get better because he loves us.
Sure. Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School is who?
Mrs. Cheney.
Why is she your favorite?
I don't know. We just have good times with her because she's our advisor for prom committee and for homecoming committee, and she's also really funny.
Then plans after high school, what do you want to do?
Maybe go to UW La Crosse to go in the physical therapy program. I'm not quite sure yet.
Next up here with Kaylee Brandstrom, bucket list item. What's one thing you want to do before you die?
Go skydiving.
Of course. That's what everyone says to that question. favorite holiday?
Christmas or my birthday. That's not really a holiday, but like for me it's a holiday because it's just such a good day.
When's your birthday?
May 30th.
Okay. You said Christmas. What was the best Christmas gift you got?
This year?
Yeah. Or ever. Anything you want.
One year I got a trip to Florida. That was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
What is your best sports moment? Any age, any sport?
Honestly, probably this year when Deli scored her buzzer beater shot. There was 8 seconds left. She got a steal on her press and scored. And I like was screaming in everybody's ears because I was just so excited, and it was a good time.
Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Probably Miss Rohr, because even though I hate English with all my life, she makes it fun and she's just great.
Now, what do you want to do after high school?
I'm going to Whitewater, and I'm going to major in biology and then go to dental school, hopefully at Marquette.
Next up, we're here with Chelsea Burling. What did you learn at school today?
I didn't really learn anything.
Enzymes.
I learned about enzymes in biology.
What can you tell me about enzymes?
Oh, no. I honestly don't know.
Okay, that's all right. What is your favorite song?
My favorite song?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
These are all hard questions.
International Harvester.
No. I don't really have a favorite song. I'll just go with International Harvester.
And how does that go? Can you sing it?
Nope. Not gonna sing it.
Okay. Best moment on the Clintonville girls basketball team.
I would say Deli's buzzer beater, but Kaylee already said that. So probably when we had a scrimmage, this is really embarrassing, but we scored in the wrong hoop.
No.
Yeah.
You did it.
Selena Torres.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I don't even honestly know how it happened, but we just scored in the wrong basket. So
at least it was just a scrimmage then.
Yeah.
Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Miss Cheney.
Why is that?
She's cool.
Sure. Fair enough. Plans after high school?
I'm going to Marquette in hopes to become a physical therapist.
Next up here with Lindsay Carpenter. Did you make any New Year's resolutions? If so, what are they?
I made the resolution not to cry because I cry a lot.
Okay. How's it going so far?
I cried at 12:40 on July 1st.
January 1st. Yeah. Yeah. That's too bad. So I didn't quite get it. Anything else? Just that. Okay. That's too bad. Maybe next year. Favorite movie?
Safe Haven. It's good. Or The Longest Ride.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy most of being the Clintonville girls basketball team?
I like spending time with all of my teammates because we are really close and we just have a great time every day.
Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Miss Cheney, because she's awesome.
And then what do you want to do after high school?
Probably go to college and then move to Spain.
What's in Spain? Why do you want to go there?
Good weather. It's just overall good place, I think. Yeah.
And we finish off with Aaron Vergets. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
A dog, because they're really fluffy and loyal.
Perfect. Good answer. Favorite TV show?
TV show? I don't really watch TV that much, so I don't really have one.
Favorite movie?
The Lion King.
There you go. just the original or?
The original.
Okay. Funniest teammate on Clintonville girls basketball is who?
Ellie.
And what does she do that's so funny?
She's just overall just a fun person. I don't know.
Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School is who?
Miss Herman, because she's just fun and... Yeah, that's all I got.
And what do you want to do after high school?
I haven't decided yet, so.
Very interesting that Lindsay said she wants to move to Spain. There are plenty of places in this world that have nice weather. Makes me think that there possibly could be another reason. Anyways, Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet and check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that will do it for us this week and another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Make sure you're subscribing to the podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to the newspaper. And why don't you get yourself a digital subscription to find all our articles on our website. Unlimited access every single month. Go ahead and do that. That would be fantastic. But thank you for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic weekend. My name is Eric Wilkinger, and I'll talk to you next week.